Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's October 1st, 2010. The next generation of geostationary operational environmental satellites, known as GOSAR, is being prepared for launch in 2015. Once in orbit, it will join other similar satellites that monitor weather patterns and provide meteorological data. A group led by Dave Powner, director in GAO's Information Technology team, recently examined the acquisition and planning process for the GOSAR series. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Dave to learn more.
What function do these environmental satellites serve?
Geostationary environmental satellites provide key meteorological data that are essential to weather forecasting and warnings for the United States.
This next generation of satellites is known as the GOSAR series. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So how this works is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration always has two operational satellites that provide coverage, one on the eastern continental United States, another on the western continental United States. And then there's always one that's in orbit as a backup. So that way, if something would happen operationally with one of the two, we would have full coverage of the entire United States. And in addition, these satellites provide a nice picture of what's going on over the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans so that we can see incoming storms. Hurricane tropical storms seem to be a major part of our weather forecasting and warning operations. And so we want to make sure that we get a clear view of those incoming storms.
In this report, what did GAO find is the deployment status of this latest generation of satellites?
So overall, it's a $7 billion acquisition, and the first satellite is to launch in 2015, the second in 2017, and provide coverage through 2028. What we found was that most of the components are on track and scheduled. Now, there are two instruments, both the imager and the lightning mapper, are experiencing some technical problems, and there's some cost increases associated with those. We've had recommendations associated with those instruments over the years, and we're continuing to keep an eye on that cost growth.
You mentioned recommendations. What are some of the recommendations GAO is making in this latest report?
Well, the key recommendation we're making is to have a continuity plan so that it ensures that there's continuous data being received in the United States from these geostationary satellites. We will have two operational satellites if the first GOSAR satellite launches in 2015, but there's a possibility that we will not have a backup in orbit. Now, that is very essential because as we talk about the continuity of data, you want two operational satellites and one in-orbit backup because something could go wrong while these birds are currently in flight. What we found was that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they have a high-level plan if, in fact, one of those birds would go down to operate with a single satellite and then to use some of the international satellites as a backup. But we did not see a detailed continuity plan in place. And why this is important is because if you have a single satellite, we need key coverage over the ocean. So with a single satellite, you wouldn't have as much coverage over the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And that's very essential when you track incoming tropical storms and hurricanes from a weather warning point of view. In addition, there's also some key changes that will need to be made to the ground stations with operating some of the international satellites. So there's software changes that will have to be made to receive that international data and process it here in the United States. So it's essential that there's continuity plans that kind of works through all those various aspects from a coverage point of view and also from the reliance on international satellites.
One other noteworthy aspect of this new report is the format in which it's being issued. Can you talk a little bit about what benefits this new format offers to visitors of GAO.gov?
Well, with this report, you'll be able to get it in our traditional PDF format where it comes as a single file, but you'll also be able to access what we're calling an e-report. And what that is it's a web-based version of GAO reports. It allows you to easily navigate the report to the desired content. So, for instance, if you're interested in our highlight summary page, you can easily click on that and pull that information up. If you're interested in the recommendations from the report, you could access that without going through an entire file, PDF file. What this allows our readers and clients and customers to do is to not only easily access our reports based on the desired content, but it also positions GAO to be in a position where we could utilize mobile devices much more effectively to get our message out in our reports.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.